The Shepherd Study, helping pastors discover literature to broaden their ministries. This week, we take a look at Gospel Sermons, Volume 1, by C.F.W. Walther. Our reviewer this week is Pastor Jeremiah Gumm. C.F.W. Walther has long been regarded as the American Luther due to the important role he played in the establishment of confessional Lutheranism in America. Walther helped to found the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Concordia Seminary, and the Evangelical Lutheran Synodical Conference of North America. He led to the publication of Der Lutheraner and Lehre und Wehre, besides countless other articles, booklets, and publications including Church and Ministry and the Proper Distinction Between Law and Gospel. Walther served as president of the Missouri Synod in its infancy and as head pastor of the Evangelical Lutheran Joint Congregation in St. Louis. It's likely that many of our Shepherd Study readers are familiar with C.F.W. Walther's posthumous work, The Proper Distinction Between Law and Gospel, or Concordia Publishing House's recent translation, Law and Gospel, How to Read and Apply the Bible. For those not familiar with Law and Gospel, it was a series of Friday evening lectures that Dr. Walther delivered to his seminary students between September 1884 and November 1885. Walther's Law and Gospel is a standard addition to most confessional Lutheran pastors' shelves, as Walther beautifully demonstrates to his readers how to properly distinguish between Law and Gospel in various areas of pastoral ministry, particularly in preaching. While most Wells, ELS, or other confessional Lutheran pastors have read or studied Walther's Law and Gospel and what he has to say about preaching, only a few with an understanding of German have had an opportunity to see how Walther applied those principles in his own preaching. During Walther's later years and after his death, Concordia Publishing House produced several sermon collections by Dr. Walther himself. For 46 years, Walther served as the head pastor of the Evangelical Lutheran Joint Congregation, which comprised of four Missouri Synod congregations in St. Louis. Those decades of parish ministry provided a wealth of sermons from which CPH could create these collections. One of the more well-known collections was a volume published in 1870 entitled Amerikanisch-Lutherische Evangelienpostille, a collection of Walther's sermons on the appointed gospel lessons of the historic church year. It had been Walther's plan to make such a selection of sermons that every article of Christian doctrine might be found in this book. To attain this purpose, a supplement on the gospel and epistle pericopes and so-called occasional sermons on free text was to be added. However, since it appeared that the book would be too thick and too expensive, this plan had to be abandoned. 12 years later, however, that plan was fulfilled with the publication of a companion volume, Amerikanisch-Lutherische Epistelpostille, which was a collection of Walther's sermons on the historic epistle lessons and other free texts. Unfortunately, as the Lutheran Church in America transitioned from German to English, these valuable sermon collections ended up gathering dust in parsonages and churches. That is, until 1955, when Reverend Donald Heck of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod published a translation of Evangelienpostille, with an improved edition a few years later. With the Walther Centennial in 2011, CPH began reissuing updated translations of Walther's works, including new editions of Law and Gospel, The Church and the Office of the Ministry, and a new two-volume edition of Gospel Sermons. This reviewer had opportunity to preview Volume 1 before publication. This volume covers Walther's sermons on the Gospel lessons, appointed for the festival half of the church year, the first Sunday in Advent through Pentecost. Heck's translation is impressive in its readability. He makes Walther's German phraseology sing in the English language, a skill rarely found in many modern translations of the German-speaking Lutheran Church Fathers. Both layperson and called worker will appreciate Heck's easy-to-read format of Walther's sermons as they find devotional value in spending their time considering what Walther actually has to say, rather than wasting their time in a tedious struggle through a poor translation of the German. When Walther allowed publication of his sermons in collected form, it was his intent that the editor, quote, not choose those sermons which best follow the rules, nor even those which conform best to the text, but those which show most clearly the manner in which the counsel of God for our salvation is proclaimed to our beloved hearers. How law and gospel, grace and good works, repentance, faith, and sanctification is preached. End quote. For this reason, it should not surprise the reader that Walther's sermon writing style is quite different from what is typically seen in Lutheran preaching today. For readers who are used to thorough textual exposition in their sermons, it can take some time getting used to Walther, who often used a particular text simply as a jumping-off point to preach about various subjects, such as prayer, or marriage, or apologetics, or the sin against the Holy Spirit. The question remains, however, how did Walther apply the principles he taught in his Law and Gospel lectures? This reviewer found Walther's application of Law and Gospel to be uneven. Walther has a tendency to preach extremely harsh law, often calling out hypocrites and unbelievers in the congregation with specific admonitions that at times verge on the pietistic. He then follows that with gospel preaching that is nowhere near as strong, or even uses the gospel as a club, for example, for Sunday and Lent sermon on John 6:1-15, and the fifth Sunday of Easter sermon on John 16:5-16. At times, Walther's exposition, or even where he goes with the text, can be a little confusing to the reader, for example, his attempt to explain why Herod murdered the little boys of Bethlehem in his New Year's sermon on Matthew 2, and his fourth Sunday and Easter sermon on joy that actually focused on godly sorrow. In a couple of these cases, this reviewer wondered if the original editor or Walther himself could have picked a better sermon. Nevertheless, the vast majority of the sermons in Volume 1 of Walther's Gospel Sermons are theologically rich treasures where Walther gives the readers solid examples of distinguishing law and gospel in preaching. Of particular excellence are Walther's sermons on Christmas Day, the first Sunday in Lent, Easter Sunday, and the Ascension of our Lord. In other cases, Walther's exposition of the text is worthy of further study. For example, his sermon on the fifth Sunday after Epiphany on Matthew 13:24-30, and Holy Thursday on 1 Corinthians 11:23-32. In many sermons, the reader will find that when Dr. Walther is on, he crushes with the law and he soars with the gospel. In many ways, the reader sees how Pastor Walther applied law and gospel to the congregations that he served so faithfully for 46 years and can learn many a lesson. Concordia Publishing House should be commended for bringing out this old treasure from the early years of American confessional Lutheranism and making it accessible to a new generation. Although we would not typically emulate Walther's style of preaching, the devotional value of these well-translated sermons for the modern reader will make it, and hopefully its companion volume, a priceless devotional tool worthy of a place on your shelf.